I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, One Piece at a Time. I am Sean, your host. And today I have a quick tip for you, and we're just going to take a couple minutes to discuss a comprehensive action plan or therapy plan. So extremely important, obviously. There's so many things going on with our kiddos out there. You know, some of them have medical issues, dual diagnoses, ADHD, sensory processing disorders, along with an autism diagnosis. So you know, a lot of different protocols, therapies can be in play for you. And, you know, there's a lot of things you may want to consider for treatment. So, you know, when you're gathering your information, getting recommendations, doing your research, finding out everything that's going on, I really encourage you not to just focus on one particular therapy or intervention, whether that be diet or biomedical, stem cell research, therapy, OT, speech, what have you. Don't just focus on one. Try to balance out your therapy plan with a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different areas. Now, one thing I do want to say about that is also plan out when you're going to be starting these therapies, and don't start them all necessarily at one time, but have an action plan set out. So maybe you start with ABA therapy, you only start with 10 hours a week, slowly you move that up, you know, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whenever you start seeing an adjustment there, you plan to add on OT or speech. You know, maybe there's a waiting list for ABA, so you want to start your kiddo out on, you know, some diet changes to see if that helps. Now, when you're doing diet, make sure you're only changing one aspect at a time. So, you know, just get rid of casein for a while to see what those changes are. Then, you know, you can try getting rid of gluten or vice versa. You know, don't do both at the same time because you want to make sure you understand exactly what's going on with your kiddo and what's giving them those results. So, you know, if you have a BCBA, it's great to bounce some of these ideas off of them and, you know, kind of come up with a plan with them, also with a psychiatrist. So I hope you enjoyed the episode and got something out of it, and we'll see you next time.
For Autism Building the puzzle, one piece at a time,
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off.
Take care, everybody. Building the puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.